This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, if you were listening to the news, you've heard all of the yesterday's GOP people out there coming out against Trump. This is great. I love that these guys are this engaged now. Notice that none of these guys ever campaigned for anything, but now they're signing letters. He's been in an uphill battle since he announced his candidacy. And, you know, the media never gave him a chance, and everybody thought they were long odds. And nonetheless, he secured the nomination for president, and in the process received more primary votes than any other previous Republican candidate ever. And he shared votes with 16 other primary candidates in the process. So the voter turnout began. Now that he has the GOP nomination, you would think that right now his primary opponent would be pantsuit Clinton and the Democratic Party. And if only it were so. Pantsuit is a flawed candidate. She is corrupt. She is dishonest. She's running as the third term of the disastrous Obama 8-year presidency. Any Republican candidate, I mean, this is really a Republican race to lose. Should be a cakewalk. And regardless of experience or temperament or personality or hairstyle or any other distinguishing factor. But it isn't. Not only is Trump running against the Democratic Party, he's almost running against virtually every major media outlet, as well as his own Republican Party. Now, the problem is, these people that support him don't like those people that are against him. Because he still has the very strong support of we the people. You know, those that are viewed with disdain and contempt by both political parties, big media, Hollywood, academia, and all the other self-appointed know-it-alls, like the ones that were signing this letter and sending it in. Tom Ridge. What did Tom Ridge ever do besides be the first? I'm sure he was in politics before this. He apparently was so undistinguished, which is the way most of Congress is. I mean, how many, right now, everybody get out a piece of paper and write down the names of 10 members of the U.S. House of Representatives. 10. You can write 10. Wow, you're really engaged. I would be hard-pressed to come up with 10. write down 10. Senators, there's fewer of them, so you might have to write down 15. Or let's just say 5. Write down five names of 5 senators that you can think of right now. Or 15, whichever it is. Most of Congress is unknown and does nothing, really. They sit around. They wear suits. They get votes. They have money. Right now, the Alphabet Network's cable news shows and major newspapers are nothing more than campaign arms for the DNC. Then, you know, Khizr Khan, he received 50 times more coverage than Benghazi mother Pat Smith on the 3 major networks, CBS, ABC, and NBC. When George W. Bush was running for president, Code Pink and Cindy Sheehan were constantly in the news protesting the Iraq war and excoriating George Bush. Then in 2008, with the new Democrat president, the war protests went silent. Got no media coverage because they served their purpose. They now had Obama. What's new this election cycle is the number of prominent Republicans denouncing Trump or promising to actively support the candidacy of his Democrat opponent. Right now, let's see, 3 Bush administration officials, Snowcraft, Paulson, and Armitage, have said, I'm with her, and they will be supporting Hillary Clinton for president rather than the nominee of their party. That's because they're elites. None of this stuff that Hillary would do to us would she do to them, because they're elites, you see. Meg Whitman, former Republican candidate for governor in California, has endorsed Clinton, promising to raise money and campaign on her behalf. The money guys in the GOP, the Koch brothers, Karl Rove, they are passively or actively supporting Clinton. And while they're not overtly endorsing Clinton, they urge non-support for Trump and are actually withholding financial backing to any other Republican candidate who backs Trump. As an example, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson promptly lost the financial backing of the Koch brothers after speaking favorably for Donald Trump at the GOP convention. What happened to this vaunted party unity? What about all these 17 GOP primary candidates? The pledge. Ted Cruz violated it. Ted is a pretty stand-up guy, but he violated the pledge. His own pledge. If his skin is that thin, he should stay out of national politics altogether. Paul Ryan, John McCain, quite the opposite. They didn't endorse him. Ryan indicated he would be willing to sue a President Trump if he tries to limit Muslim immigration into the U.S. So, don't forget the Romney and Bush families also refusing to support the nominee of their party. How many Republicans wrote checks for and held their noses in support of members of those families when they ran for president? And yet they're royalty, right? People have been talking about, let's draft Romney. The GOP, via its leaders and the party elders, has clearly chosen sides in this current presidential campaign, and they're choosing the Democrat side. They're not choosing their side of the constituents, of the people, by not supporting their nominee or by endorsing and campaigning for his opponent. Where's the conscience that Ted Cruz speaks about? This is no longer, the Republicans are no longer the party of small government and law and order and all this other stuff. They're trying to be the party of money. So, I have always voted Republican. And for me, the litmus test falls where it does. And I'll be voting for Trump because he is the party's nominee. And what I don't, this is like being in a military unit with a bunch of guys who can't decide they got to fight one common enemy. Which, that means you're not in a military anymore. You're in like a mess. So, get over yourselves, people. Look at Brexit, would you, there, elite politicians? Look at what the people are doing to the politicians in Britain. That can happen here. That can happen so quick here. It's happening in South Carolina already. We've already gotten rid of some of the guys that like to sit around and play status quo. So, think about it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. There are two things that get me incensed. One is the gun grabber. I the fact that I went out and I put on the uniform voluntarily. I'd do it again. If I was young enough, I'd do it right now. To protect this country, to protect this Constitution, to protect these people. And then some of these people here have been so, being a sheep is so ingrained in them that they look at a bunch of totalitarians that want to disarm us. Well, that makes me mad. However, one thing that makes me more mad is when some foreign cat wants to do it. Now, I say this with a degree of pedigree in that I am half British. Half British. One full half of me is British. Okay? One thing that I envy two guys a lot. I envy Larry Pratt and Alex Jones the fact that they have gone one-on-one with Piers Morgan. Now, the fact that they did it and the way they did it is immaterial to me. What incenses me about this is that Piers Morgan says a great many things that I would love for him to say to me. Like, for example, when he makes a statement that my brother was in the military, therefore I understand the military. But let me explain something to you. Unless you've been on an airfield in the middle of the night in minus 10 degree weather, with snow up to your ass, you don't know the military. You don't understand the military. What your brother comes home and tells you about the military, that's like your experience is the same thing as staying in the Holiday Inn Express, as far as I'm concerned. So please, never say that. That's the first thing to not say. The second thing to not say, Britain is a very violent country. I don't like violence of any kind, and Britain is five times as violent. Five times as violent as America is in violent in numbers of violent crime per 100,000. That's the way I measure it. Now, this part is very important because there is no moral high ground to getting your butt kicked. If a bunch of soccer hooligans come up and stomp your face in with a pair of Doc Martin boots on, well, that's as bad as being killed by being shot, as far as I'm concerned. I do not want to die prematurely due to any reason. Whether I am beaten to death, cancer, it doesn't matter. I do not wish to die prematurely. Piers Morgan doesn't like guns. Now, here's the part that makes all of this pertinent. Now, right now, we're in the middle of the Olympics. I don't watch them. I don't have television, so I only can read about this. First day of the Olympics on Saturday, American Jenny Thrasher won the first gold medal awarded in the 2016 Rio Olympics in the 10-meter air rifle competition. Young Miss Thrasher is a 19-year-old college student. She won a huge upset victory over the heavily favored and defending Olympic champion Chinese shooters. Nobody predicted that she would medal in Rio, and her win was the first victory in air rifle for the U.S. since 2000. Here comes Piers Morgan. Because he had to try to take away from her incredible victory by making fun of the sport she played in, tweeting that it was the least surprising breaking news ever that an American athlete had been victorious in a shooting sport. Now, to USA Shooting's credit, which they're much more graceful and gracious than I am, their reply to Morgan was far kinder than his dismissive tweet deserved. Although, we'll get to what I think Morgan really deserves. They reminded Morgan that the weapon Thrasher used was a pellet gun. She was not the favorite to win by a long shot, and there were athletes competing in shooting sports from the United Kingdom. Coming off Twitter, at Piers Morgan, thanks for trolling. Realize it was a pellet gun. She defeated heavily favored Chinese. And six proud at Great Britain shooting reps are in Rio as well. These young people only pass this way. They're only going to be, they're right now at the very height of their power. And if they have ascended to being a world-class athlete in whichever discipline they're in, they should be commended for it. And, you know, the Olympics becomes like one of these national pride things. Here comes this little girl. Nobody knows she exists. She comes in, wins the first gold medal award. Here comes Piers Morgan. There's nothing wrong with competing in shooting sports, and young Miss Thrasher should be praised rather than mocked. So, while the U.S. has consistently meddled in shooting sports, the past 20 years have been dominated by the Chinese, the Russians, and the South Korean teams. Success in shooting sports is hardly a reflection of the crime rate of the competing nation, despite what commentators like Morgan are trying to imply. Here is something that I would offer to Piers Morgan, and I don't know who's going to hear this and who's going to get it to him, but here's what I would say to you, Piers. I'm older than you are, but I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll get you some training with an MMA specialist, and then me and you can go. Because I'm tired of your mouth. I'm tired of you coming out and belittling my country and going after pro-gun advocates, Jones, Pratt, those two ladies you had on there, Gottlieb. I'm tired of it. Go home. Barack Obama should get the bust back of Winston Churchill that he sent back, and we should be sending you back to Britain. You need to go back to Britain. You don't understand where you're at. You don't understand what got us to where you can come here and enjoy the fruits of America. Yeah, and your state in Los Angeles is very well known for being protected by men with guns, by the way. So, and I know that you like to shoot. Ted Nugent took you shooting. You found it exhilarating. Shut up. You don't like it here. You don't like the way things are. I know you say, well, I love your country a great deal. Shut up about it then, because better men than you made it the way it is. Thanks. Somebody get a message to him. I'm ready to go. Anyway, Ben, put that in the email to @punk jerk, whatever. Oh. We'll be right back. Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't going
to
sit well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revers.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Email address. It's probably like a, you know, Piers Morgan at
jerk.
No. I really do. I need to call Harmon and see how Jones got the gig with. But I guess Piers Morgan doesn't have a show no more. No, he never had a show there, but Alex Jones was interviewed on his show. See, I would have been, Alex was very animated and everything. I would have been very less animated, and they cut to break. All of a sudden, dude would have had some piano wire wrapped around his neck, and me putting my knee in the small of his back, pulling, you know. Then I would have called second call defense. Anyway. That wouldn't probably take me anywhere with them anyway. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. If you've never been... And actually, I got to go when it was the best time to go. I wish everybody here could go and enjoy Europe from the 80s. Because in the 80s, Europe was great. Europe was superb. They were still, you know, Soviet Union and everything, but it was crumbling. We didn't know it. What I'm going to talk about now, I could talk about any European country, but we're going to use France because, you know, France is many things. It's incomparable. It's dazzling. It's romantic. It's beautiful. It's beloved. It's exhausted. It's beleaguered. It's been assaulted. It's broken. It's destroyed. And it's finished. I lived in Europe for 3 years. If they were to have a Second Amendment, I could go live over there again. I got to where it was almost native to me to be there. And a lot of people I know in the military, it became native to them. And watching these Europeans, especially France and Germany, watching them destroy themselves at the altar of a repeatedly proven, disastrously wrong, outmoded, a destructive, progressive ideology, you know, it hurts me deep in my soul. France and Germany are countries currently in the process of committing suicide. When I lived in Germany, right, I lived in just outside of Bamberg, which is in Bavaria, very nice area. In Paris, which I never visited Paris. I should have visited Paris. Wish I had. But in Paris, which is beautiful. I had a lot of friends that went there. They bring back pictures. Let's see. You in Paris recently, in the last 2-3 years. In Paris, you've had the Staff of 12 in the Charlie Hebdo offices murdered by Islamic terrorists. Then 130 people murdered, massacred at a concert hall, a stadium, and several restaurants and bars there, all at the same night by Islamic terrorists. In Provence, you've had 84 innocent promenaders in Nice killed by a single Islamic terrorist. Normandy, an 86-year-old priest was beheaded. Two nuns and several aged parishioners were wounded by an Islamic jihadist in a church in Rouen. And this is life. And all too often death in the 21st century Europe. All of it. It's being in a square in Germany during New Year's Eve and being assaulted by men who are just going to swarm over you and just savage you if you're a female. It's impossible for me not to wax nostalgic when I see a part of the world that is beautiful and so rich in history in its death throes. And it makes me wonder about the way things used to be. When France was France, when West Germany was in power. Even rough stuff had a charm to it in Europe. One of the greatest painters to have ever existed, a true giant of the French Impressionist movement, was Edouard Manet, who lived and worked in France in the mid and late 19th century. An example of just how great this artist was can be discerned from the most recent work of his sold at Christie's Auction House in New York, entitled Le Printemps, meaning the spring. The estimate for this work, worth of this work, before it went to the auction block, was between $25 and $35 million. Eventually sold for $65,125,000. Manet was a long time and excellent friends with a gentleman named Edmond Duranty, who was a well-known art critic at the time. Those two were given to meet quite often at one of their favorite neighborhood cafes in Montmartre, a particularly charming section of Paris known as Café Guerbois. I don't speak French, so if I'm butchering it, I'm sorry. One day in the winter of 1870, Mr. Manet stormed into the cafe, marched up to Mr. Duranty, slapped him across the face with his glove, and challenged him to a duel by sword. Because Mr. Duranty wrote a not-so-praiseworthy review of the work of Mr. Manet. He was not even critical, just thought to be damning with faint praise, which enraged the artist. So on February 23rd, in the forest of Saint-Germain, a wood on the edge of Paris, Mr. Manet, accompanied by his second, the renowned novelist Emile Zola, met Mr. Duranty, and their swordplay began. Their swords met only once, and they hit. The collision was so bad that both blades buckled, and Durante sustained a minor wound, and that was it. And then they started meeting again at the cafe. In 21st century France, it'd be very hard to find that kind of charm, to find humor, to find anything but despair for the future. You're more likely to find exhaustion and resignation and anger, along with an innumerable bullet ridden and lorry ridden over bodies needed to be cleaned up. One of the main reasons for this situation is there are fewer French people than ever before, and fewer reasons for the ones left to make the effort to try to stay French. The open borders the French seem to have signed on for when they joined the EU have made for millions upon millions of immigrants and refugees and numerous other classifications of flotsam and jetsam of humanity to arrive in France. Europe has been killed by European leadership. In France, especially the few remaining, I mean, they started going after the well-to-do, the 1%, if you would. And they left. And a lot of people have gone as well. So, I mean, France is being vacated and being filled. The void is being filled by Islam. What are we doing watching this happen? Why are we watching this happen? There's so many times when I watch this that I just wish I could go back in time. Make me 26 years old again. Stick me back in my uniform. Give me back my weapon and let me go. Take that. I'll go with whoever I can. Just let me go. Nobody seems to want to embrace that. We're all just, you know, we got enough problems over here to where we don't have time to take care of France. France needs to take care of France. Europe needs to take care of Europe. It is a damn shame what they have done to themselves. They have committed suicide. We'll be right back.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. Live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I thought about this when David from San Francisco called the other day. The junk he was talking about the nonprofits and all this other stuff, and how he was making it sound like these gun rights organizations, particularly Gun Owners of America, is just rolling in money, and the money they take in, they just pass out amongst themselves. A key fiction of gun control supporters has been perpetuating for nearly a half century that the big money is in, quote-unquote, the gun lobby. So whether it's the latest political cartoon depicting NRA buying off Congress or an alternate pantsuit Clinton delegate or at the Democratic National Convention contending that all of the money, the big money, is with the NRA, gun control advocates continue to claim that the gun rights groups armed with supposed limitless wealth are preventing the gun control agenda from moving forward. Well, let me tell you something. I have not seen the paperwork, although I would hazard a guess that as far as money taken in by gun rights groups, I would say that probably it comes down to coming in first would be NRA, no doubt about it. Then probably the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms / Second Amendment Foundation / Jews for Firearms Ownership Preservation or whatever they call themselves. That little conglomerate. Then NAGR. National Association of Gun Rights, then Gun Owners of America. Maybe. Gun Owners of America, who was the object of his attack, and you can look at this by going and looking at their IRS records because they are a nonprofit, takes in between $2 and $2.5 million a year. $2 and $2.5 million a year. Which is, you know, about 100 times less than the NRA, to be honest with you. National Association for Gun Rights, I know, takes in more money than that. I don't know about Second Amendment Foundation. And the reason the NRA takes in so much money is because the NRA has so many different things that they do. I mean, they certify teachers. They certify, they have merchandise. They have massive media, lots and lots of media, all kinds of media. So they have quite the thing going on there. They're out there. They are the big 800-pound gorilla. However, however, just in California alone, for the Safety for All Committee, Lieutenant Gavin Newsom's Safety for All Committee, which is advocating, just for one thing, anti-gun Proposition 63. Anti-gun Proposition 63. They have raised nearly $4 million for that in California. $4 million. Nearly twice that Gun Owners of America takes in every year. In California. The pro-gunners have raised $467,000 versus $4 million. Okay? Where is this discrepancy? Is this with this example? Let's see. Newsom campaign committees received $1.1 million from the California Democratic Party. $732,000 from Newsom's own campaign committee, and $400,000 from former Facebook president Sean Parker. Then there's a lot of people that have cut him checks for six figures. A lot of wealthy Californian people. So, a similar scenario played out during the campaign for Washington Initiative 594, which criminalized the private transfer of firearms. Billionaires Paul Allen, Bill and Melinda Gates, Michael Bloomberg, and Steve and Connie Ballmer all gave hundreds of thousands of dollars to support the new restrictions. In a single contribution, billionaire Nick Hanauer gave $1 million towards that effort. In Colorado, for every dollar the grassroots was spending to do that recall, anti-gunners were spending, they spent 22. Now, what is this money for? It's not for buying votes, because that doesn't happen to that degree, not with that much money. Most of that money is going in the massive media campaign to drill the lie into somebody's head long enough to where they begin to believe it. It's coming November. Nevadans will face a gun control initiative on the ballot in question one, which, like Washington, would criminalize private transfer of firearms. This was created by a group called Nevadans for Background Checks. In 2014, Bloomberg, his group, Everytown, gave Nevadans for Background Checks $1.9 million. That same year, Parker gave the group $250,000. Hanauer gave $150,000. Since its initial contributions, the Bloomberg Front Group has continued to pump hundreds of thousands of dollars into the Nevada campaign. In May, Conway gave $75,000 to the effort. In June, Hanauer contributed another $125,000. This is not about, this isn't, I mean, these guys aren't even officials. They're just people with money. They're not in public life. They just don't want there to be any guns. They don't want you to be able to do with your private property what you want to do with, is what it boils down to. Now, some of the less dishonest corners of the gun control movement have admitted the big money gun lobby narrative is false. What it boils down to is the gun lobby doesn't exist. You do have some people that may lobby for legislation, but every group out there has that. And we would be foolish not to have it ourselves. Most of these gun rights organizations have a specialty. Second Amendment Foundation, they will sue you all day long. NRA, well, they have a great many hats that they wear. Gun Owners of America, very good at getting the word out. They have, while they don't have a lot of money and they don't have a lot of members, they do have a massive email list, and they will get with people that are not members. It's free to join the email list. And then phone calls start. And this was what happened in April of 2013. That's when they voted for gun control in April of 2013 for expanded background checks, the private transfer kind of thing. And it failed because constituents got a hold of Democrats. Democrats were in charge of the Senate at the time, and they didn't get, I think they got 47 votes. And there were more Democratic senators than that. So the next time you're confronted by someone who's fallen hook, line, and sinker for the tired gun control narrative about the wealthy gun lobby, let them know that, you know, the gun control movement's billionaire benefactors. Let them know about that. This is buying rights. Buying rights. What pro-gun groups do, since they don't have the money to buy the media, is they create the media. NRA does it. I mean, I started out doing what I do for GOA. And the media that's out there, I mean, there's quite a bit of, I would call it guerrilla media out there when it comes to pro-gun positions. There's a few general talkers out there that do know what they're talking about when it comes to the pro-gun argument, but not an overwhelming amount. I've been on some of their shows before where they just embarrass themselves. So it's really quite the specialized field to be in, and it's not a money. There's not a lot of money in that field. So keeping it that way, just understand that what these guys are doing, what these billionaires are trying to do for some reason, is buy your rights and then do away with them. We're going to roll into hour number two. When we get back, how do you survive a mass killing rampage? This is Lock and Load. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.